everybody. Good Chodesh. The very last posuk in last week's parasha, Noach was already introduced to us right at the end of Parashas Bereishis. Posuk says, "V'Noach motzo chein b'einei Hashem." Noach found chein. I'm going to translate the word chein, charm, favor, grace, whatever word you want to choose, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuches, Amud Beis, says that really in truth, the Gzeira, Tona Deber Bishmol, the Gemara Kuches Amud Aleph, in Sanhedrin, Tona Deber Bishmol, Af al Noach Nechtam Gzar Hadin. The Gzeira to wipe out humanity included Noach. Ela Shemotzo Chein. But he found Chein in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this pasuk is telling us. Noach Motzo Chein Bein Hashem. That really the Gzeira included Noach. But Noach Motzo Chein, and he was saved. So says the Gemara, and the Medrash says so too. Afilu Noach Tamedrash, Afilu Al Noach Shenishtayim Mem Loi Shehoyo Kedai, not that he was fully deserving, Elo Shemotzo Chein. Tremendous Chiddush, which the Gemara and the Medrash are telling us, that Noach really should have died together with the rest of the world, which is difficult for many reasons. First of all, the opening parasha, opening pasuk in this week's parasha, Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya b'dereisav. B'dereisav, different translations in Rashi, of the Torah is made about somebody that he was an ish tzadik, then he was an ish tzadik tomim. Torah is the absolute emes. He was an ish tzadik. And for some reason or other, we're being told that he was also really included, could have been or should have been, or might have been included in the Gzeira against the Bria. And B'chlal, we know from Rashi, the Rashi is the beginning of the parasha, the Gzeira against the Doir HaMabul was Gezel, it was Aroyois, the Zora called the different Pachotim. Is it possible to believe that Noach was involved in such averus chas v'shalom? It cannot be. A person of Torah is made ish tzadik tomim. He was chas v'shalom nichshal in gzeila and zilus. What's going on here? How do you understand it? The rest of the Torah were included. Were those serious offences? Noach zikha wasn't. It's possible to understand it that way. And thirdly, first the Torah calls him ish tzadik. Secondly, how is it possible to imagine that Noach was involved in such averus avad he wasn't? And thirdly, if for some reason he was supposed to be included, what does chein help? Chein is usually considered something that, you know, we human beings, chein isha bailo, person has a chein where he lives, has a certain chein to a person. Chein is sort of a human feeling, sort of, again, as a naughty boy, but he's there's a certain chain, this person is seen as a chain of the key, but that's not something that Kodesh Baruch Hu l'choira should be going for. That doesn't swear Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's hired to join in, and he's hired to join in. If he's not, he's not. What does chain help? How does chain come in here? Yeah, certain problems. So perhaps the answer, and then to understand a little bit why Noach should have been included, is as follows. We find in Chazal a little bit Rashi, little bit a slight contradiction, perhaps, what exactly was the averus that were involved. On the one hand, Rashi in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Rashi says, Kate Kolbosa bo lefonai, Abim elekim nanoyach, Kate Kolbosa bo lefonai, says Rashi, Kol mokim shata moitza zenus, in brackets of Edezora, Andra musik bo loilam, the whole world gets. The catastrophe hits the world, and everybody gets involved. So it seems to be Zenus, and possibly Avodah Zorah. Yet we know that Rashi says that Kimolor et Chomos, the Chomos says Molor et Chomos le nechtam gazadin amal egezel. So the ik gazadin was gzeila. So was it zinus and avodah zara? Was it gzeila? What was the deciding factor here? And bechlal, why should gzeila le nechtam gazadin al egezel? Before Hashem asked, why is Gezel? I mean, if they're doing the Averus Chamurus of Aznus Avodah Zorah, why should Gezel be the one that finally sways? Is it Gelt Gzeila Taka worse? And at this point to discuss, now the Teretz is, as I possibly, the Tachlis, why the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, the Tachlis the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibon. Rebbeinu Shem wanted to be mative, the very Shalom is Kulei Toiv, mative, wants to be mative to his creations, wants to be mative to the Bria, and he wants people to live in this world and to work and to deserve the Torah mitzvahs and to deserve reward, the Eibush should be able to give them reward in the Olam HaNitzchi. If we would get to give us reward, what we haven't worked for, we haven't earned, we haven't deserved it, that is Nama the Chisufa, that isn't quite the same thing. And the Rebbeinu wants us, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu Tachts. He wants to be mated. Rebbeinu was kulei toiv, kulei mated. Wants that we should live in this world and behave in such a way that like 100 times we go to the Olam HaNitzchi and we're deserving. And the Rebbeinu should give us a yam of atoma for lenetzach. And therefore, the Rebbeinu's desire to be mated is so overwhelming that even if you're not doing things, people are doing things that are averus. Of course, Baruch Hu has got such patience, marich afi, delays and delays in the hope. The person will straighten himself out and in the end put himself on the right path and be deserving his atonement. The Rebbeinu's desperation to give us the toiv is so much that even if we're not actually behaving in a way that we're deserving our atonement, wait to that, marechaf, till hopefully we will straighten ourselves out. But once the Rebbeinu sees that even people are stealing, which is the absolute antithesis, the opposite of native. Instead of giving, they are taking. Then, instead of more chesed, we say, davni chesed Hashem mo la'oretz. Instead of chesed Hashem mo la'oretz, chomos. People are doing the opposite. Instead of giving and sharing, the tach of the bria is to give. And when she looks at his bria, and he sees that there's no hatov in the bria faker, people are stealing and taking away from each other and doing it in a very cruel way. As I'll say, it always took small amounts, so he couldn't take them to Beis Din. Everybody was in there for himself. The absolute opposite. For the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if so, I have no reason to carry on such a bria. And then all that, not only the gzela was the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put an end to it all, and then all that various about it, lunechtem gzadin ala gezel. Because man is doing averus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still be marechaf. But once they're doing an avera of gzela, which is the opposite of the tachlis of the bria, which is taking away from people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if so, I have to bring an end to they're not deserving anymore of this Olam Chesed Yibonah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Melechtem Zadin HaLagez, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to play all the other various, the Znus and Avodah Zorah and everything else that's going on, because the opposite of the Tachlis HaBri is happening. The Tachlis is Chesed, and the people are behaving, which wants to Chesed, the people are behaving in the opposite way, and so undeserving of this Chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lechtem Gzadin, then we have to close Kate Kobosa Bodafonai. The opposite of the reason I created the world is happening. If so, the world, we have to bring an end. There's a Gemara Din for all our various Chamuras that they've done, not just for Gzeil. Gzeil was what set it all up, which was the reason why everything had to come on end. If so, if the Tachlis of the Bria is Chesed and Hatova and giving, and the world reached a stage that it was absolutely the opposite of giving, that in some small avada, it's impossible to suggest, and it's not true to say Noach was involved in these avadas. But Noach also, in his madriga, we're talking about Noach, because the Torah says Ish Tzadik was very, very careful, Ish Tzadik Tomim, of Noach also lacked a little bit this midas hatova of giving. didn't steal Chas V'Shalom, but his giving and helping and doing for others was a little bit lacking in Noach too. And therefore, that's what Chazal mean, that he also could have been included in the Gzeira. He, in his Madrega, was also missing in the Chesed and Atova that he should have done. What do I mean? Where do we see that? Where do we see that Noach was missing in his Midas Hatova? The answer is a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi. Yeshaya Novi says, "Ki mei noyach zoisli." The mea mabul is called mei noyach. The one the Bali Musa says, if when Noach went up there, opened up the Arubis Hashemayim, and the water came down because of Noach. How do you understand such a thing? What does the Novi Yeshaya mean? Ki mei noyach zoisli. Noach was the cause of it. To the contrary, we had Noah for 120 years of building this Teva, and he was warning and he was trying to encourage the generation to put things right, that they shouldn't do, and they mavazah him and insulted him, they ridiculed him. And we're blaming Noah. He made a, what does Yeshaya Novi mean? The answer is that the Zohar Kodesh says there was a taina on Noah. The taina on Noah is that he did not daven for the day. Like Avraham Avinu davened for Sodom and Amorah, like Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Klal Yisrael. He didn't daven for why he didn't daven. Maybe we'll discuss that a little bit later. But he didn't daven. Maybe he felt for such a shame. You shouldn't be davening. What's the word? What's the point in keeping the world going? With such a shame? But Noach did not daven, and therefore that's why he was considered. Avraham Avinu did a tefillah taina against Noach. Avraham Avinu also, he had Rishon Mitzrayim Amora. You never have an example of people so opposite to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a dmus of Chesed, and he was misfollowed for Sodom Amora. In vice versa, the Zohar Kodesh, it was a taina on Noach. So therefore, his hatovah. About went up to on a very completely different level to the Doira of Noach. They were probably downright gazlonim in a very subtle, cruel way. Noach Hashem wasn't involved in that, but he was also lacking a little bit in the giving and the sharing and the hatovah that he should have done. He should have been mispal. And we find Taka that the Swarm Akdoyim is brought down that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and he said Mecheini no Mesichacha. So Swarm say the word Mecheini is Mei Noach. He was a Gilgal. He was a Gilgal. I've seen brought in Swarm that Noach was Noach because he lacked in that being Mesiris Nefesh for his doyer, doubling for his doyer to Moshe Nefesh for his generation. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a different generation as doyer Amidbar, but still he was Mecheini. No, he was prepared to let on behalf of his of the doyer. He was prepared to have his name wiped out. He was a Tikkun. He was a Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gilgal of Noach. So he deprived. He did deprive his doyer in taking away their possessions and their money and whatever, but he deprived his doyer in tefillah. He didn't daven for them. And it's very interesting, in next week's Sedra, we find the word chomos in connection with tefillah. We find it's very interesting. Kimola or it's chomos. So although we're talking about completely different levels of chomos, doyer and noyach were chomos in the literal translation. We find in chapter Tezayin, Posuk Hey, Sarai Meinu is very upset. She says to Avraham Avinu, next week, say, Thomas Sarai El Avraham, Chamosi Olecha. Word Chamos. Lots of Chamos, you've theft. What's Avraham Avinu stolen from Sarah? So Rashi says, Chamos Osili Olecha. She spalalt when you daven Takodesh Borchu, Matitzen Livan Lichaile Chariri, Lehi spalalto Ela Olecha. You only daven for yourself. So you can see, if you deprive somebody of tefillah, where you could have helped that person in tefillah, and you didn't do it, also a form of chomos. So Moshe Noach, albeit on a very, very different level, he was also guilty, so to speak, of a form of chomos, and therefore he was also could have really been in a very different way, but also included in Mala Haaretz Kvalat Chomos. Perhaps that's why in Rashi, on the word b'dayroisov, Rashi says, Noach was ish tzadik tomim b'dayroisov. Rashi says, one of his pshatim, ilu hoye b'dayroi shel Avraham loy hoye nechshev leklum. He doesn't say in other dayros, in dayros of other tzadikim. why Rashi chooses the Torah shel Avraham, because Avraham was that there where Noach was missing, was lacking. That was Avraham being the chesed of Avraham Avinu, who was prepared to be Moshe Nevesh and to talk Dvarim Chazokim to HaKadosh Baruch on behalf of Stoim and Amora, who were absolute cruel, the cruelest of people. And Avraham's chesed was the opposite of Avraham Avinu, who taught us how far a person is supposed to go, daven and try and help other people. So that's why the Rashi Dafka chooses out the chesed, the Dvarim Shel Avraham, Dafka, not the Dvarim of Shaar Tzadikim. Avraham, because compared to Avraham, that's where the comparison stands so clear that he was missing. So we understand what Chazal meant. Although Avada, we asked the first two questions were he's tzaddik, which Avada he was tzaddik to him, and we asked that he didn't do that various. Avada he didn't do that various, but in his madriga he also had a little bit of what we might perhaps call chomer. He deprived his doyer of the tefillah. But our third question was what about what happened to where's chayin coming? What does that help? If it was a tain against Noach, so chayin, I mean, charm and grace and favor, what does that help? Now the teretz is, perhaps the teretz could be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows, knew that it wasn't that Noach, albeit he didn't daven, but it wasn't that Noach was somebody who did not do, wasn't a mative. We said that the yisoid here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be mated. When he sees a doyer who are lacking in their hatova, if so, to the contrary, they're doing the opposite, they're not giving, they're taking, then that doyer ceases to have a right to exist. And Noach was also a little bit included in that. So the version Noach Matzachek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the emes. And Noach Be'etzer, even though he taka slipped up in this area of Tefillah according to Zohar Kodesh, but he was somebody who was a mative and gave, as we find that the Medrash says, Noach Ish Tzadik, that Noach for 12 years, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Noach for 12 months was in the doyer, he didn't sleep, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave. So the Noach Matzachin wasn't just stam, the usual chain that we talk about, because the Boishim knew the deep truth that by Noach he was somebody who was a mative, somebody who was a Baal Chesed, but he was the Moshe Nefesh for Chesed, and he really wasn't. Although he had slipped up, again he had slipped up in the area of tefillah, but Batsmusay, he was b'shleimus in this midder of atover of giving, and he was Moshe Nefesh for his doyer, and he gave and he gave. We find the pasuk which isn't so. It's quite familiar to us. Only a few weeks ago, Rosh Hashanah, by Yizkoir Elokim Es Noach. When Noach was in the table, the pasuk says it in Zechronos, by Yizkoir Elokim Es Noach. Says the Medrash, Maz Chira Zochar Loi. What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What was it that the Rebbeinu Shel remembered about? Noach Ish Tzadik. A lot to remember about. Says the Medrash, Zochar Shazon Umefarnes Oisom Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Bateva. No, not mention all his mitzvahs and his ma'asim tovim. The fact that for 12 months he was giving and sharing and helping and being moiseh nefesh to look after the people and the animals and everybody, that was something that was the why the Rebbeinu Shel was matzil Noach. Because although there was a taina of batzmusa, in essence Noach was a mitzvah, Noach was a bal chesed, Noach was a moiseh nefesh for chesed. If so, in the end of the day, he deserved to be saved. And we find, you know, the halach is, as you know, that a person is goyzel harabim, then how do you pay back? You steal something from the rabbi, how do you pay back? So you've got to do torchei harabim. So if he, you know, was so to speak, the tefillahs that he could have done to help the rabbim, he was oisik but tzorchei rabbim by looking after the whole bria that time in the table. That was the whole bria. There was nothing else besides these few people and the animals. And that way, he was masakan. The daksha of dak chet that he missed, he should have done. He had reason why he didn't done, but Kfima Dregos was a tainer. He was a masakli by doing tzorchei rabbi 12 months uninterrupted of tzorchei rabbi. There's a very interesting kriyoka. There's a very interesting kriyoka on the posuk. V'atzo kach locho mikol machum. Noach has been told. Taking kolmach la sheyochel v'safta eilecha v'hoyo l'cho lehem l'ochla. So the kriyok is medayik v'atot kach l'cho. It should be your food, what you take in. The food into the table, it should be your food. Like we find the lochem ba'arba minim, says the kliyoka. But he's got to take. All right, how can we take in that amount of food? So the kliyoka says, oh, pines, it was enough. Why did they have to be shelacha? So he says an interesting fact. He says because there was a possibility. Let's take kliyoka. That's an interesting kliyoka. Why would you have thought that he can take? Why did he have to be told make sure it's your food? So he says today shelayach shemlam. Could think the following thought. Hari hayoy mevocha on the next in the near future yom musukula, everybody's going to die umamoyim kolam. So there's not going to be any left anyway. So kedat lechamina shemuta likach mishlehem. So I can take this anyway in the next few days, a few weeks. It's all going. There's no bias. I mean, I can already take up front. I can already take there. So the Torah no. Hamalei mekach lecha mishlecha dafka has to be yours. So he wasn't allowed to steal. So Moshe says, Noach was told he must steal. Fine, he must steal. That's how he died in Lechor. Why did he have to be his? So perhaps the food's already going to understand, because Hayyus, he needed this. What was going on at the table, besides being Matzil, the Bria at the time, it was also a tikkun on his, what he had lacked and he hadn't done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted that it should be yours. A part of the way that you're being misakened, the short, your chet of not davening and doing enough, you're going to save the Bria. I want you to save, not only save the Bria and give up all your koichas and all your time and all everything for the Bria. I want it to be your food. I want it to come to come from you. That's why it had to be the chot, perhaps. And finally on this point, before we move on, it's very interesting. The beginning, we find in Posuk, chapter 4, Posuk Yud Gimel. I want to destroy the world and to save you. You should build a table and we'll save you in the table. That's Posuk, that's the beginning. Later on, when he's coming out of the table, so the beginning, when before he built the table, the beginning of 120 years, it was Elikim. When he's going out of the table, it's Elikim. When he's sent into the table, Hashem lenoyach, goy atzav chobeis kol ha-teva. That's not Elikim. Beginning of 120 years, Elikim. On his way out, it's Elikim. When he's sent into the table, it's Hashem. Why? What's the change? Perhaps. The way we're understanding, we've got a pshat. Originally, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the beginning, Noach was a tzaddik tomim, and there was nothing. He was deserving of the king midas hadin. He was deserving of midas hadin to be saved. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Go make a teva." And the case called, but this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Noach that he wants to save him. So there, and Noach deserved al pi midas hadin, Elohim. Masha'in came after the 120 years when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finally sending him into the table. There already the Midas Hadin were not so excited with Noach, because he spent 120 years building the table, but he hadn't davened for the doyim, and there was a tie against Noach. Therefore, that he wasn't al pidin, wasn't allowed to be, wasn't saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the Midas Harachim said Noach should be saved. Midas Harachim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what's going to be. After he'd spent a whole year in the table, being mated with the Bria and Moshe Nefesh, and taking his own food, we're back to Elikim. He deserved to be saved. The beginning, before all started, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced it, it was Elikim, Alpimidus Hadini deserved it. By the time, 120 years later, when he was sent into the table, there was already Alpimidus the Zohar HaKadosh, it was a bit of a taino on Noach. So it's Hayim HaShem. Midas HaRachim says, you know what, I know Noach, I know that Midas HaTov of Noach, he deserves to be saved, even though he was a little bit lacking in tefillah. It's Hashem, it's not Elikim anymore. By the time he spent a year being Moshe Nefesh for those who were saved, it was back to the Midas Elikim. And also explains, Rashi points out, at the beginning he was Tzadik Tomim. Noach ish Tzadik Tomim. And when he sent into the Tevayim Hashem Noach boy atav v'chobes Hashem ki oischareisi Tzadik. So Rashi says the change from Tzadik Tomim to Tzadik is because he's talking directly to Noach. directly a person, you don't tell him, oh, he's full minus. The FIFA already can say, the FIFA of Yugos has slipped a little bit. He hadn't done the fault in the Zohar HaKadosh, all based on the Zohar HaKadosh. That there was a time on Noach for not davening for his doim. So therefore, at the beginning of Tzadik Tomim, after 120 years of doing, it's true, it was a great madrega that he was being ridiculed, but nevertheless, it was a time he didn't daven, so you only tzadik. You slipped a little bit in your madrega. I think, could perhaps, the Chazon Sofer says that, that particular pshat. Okay, so Ad Kan, this particular mahalach of explaining the Gemara, which the Gemara says that he wasn't deserving, there was a mokum for taina on noyachtu. Oh, but let's move on slightly, and why taka did Noach not daven for his doyer? So Ben Bachaya says, he needed 10 people. He needed 10 people to daven. For some reason, he felt that's what we learned from Noach. But we need 10 people. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai says. But the Rechaim says differently. The Rechaim asks the Kasha, V'yesh losis leiv, madua helim ayin me'asois sedoka b'vnei doiroi le'vakish rachmim. Why did he not daven for his generation, for the Rechaim HaKodesh? Yeah. So the Rechaim, the reason he gives one or two answers, he says, why Taka didn't Noach daven? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael and Avraham Avinu davened for the Doir. He says, because Noach understood, this is why the Rechaim explained it, now Noach understood that he was given a final, something final. Like when Bogus spoke to Avraham Avinu, he says, let's go down and see, or I'll go down and see Hakatzakos. The matter was still open. It was an open subject. It wasn't decided. So Rav Avinu understood from the words of Kodesh Baruch Hu, this mokim here for tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu too, as well, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give a final psak. Mashenkin says, "V'hin keit kol bosa bo lefonai kimol aretz chomos v'hinini mashchisom." From the words of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to the Rechaim, when Noach understood there was no mokum for tefillah, didn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu give me the way as I'm thinking about it and I'm seriously considering wiping out? It was nothing more to be added. That's when Noach. That's one of the reasons why Noach felt there was no mokum for tefillah. I say the Zohar holds it was a time on Noach, but why he didn't daven to Zerachim either, because the way it was given over to him, there was no mokum for, there's no give anymore. It was a final decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, says Zerachim, an interesting svar, he says Avram and Moshe Rabbeinu both had reasons to think that the Rabbeinu Shem wants tefillah. Because why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell Avram Vinu what he's going to do to Stoim HaMoir? Rabbeinu Shem go wipe out Stoim HaMoir and end it. Why is he telling Avram? Avram Avinu understood that must be he wants me to know, and there's something I can do about it. Moshe Rabbeinu too, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, do you what you want to do, and tell me later. Noach didn't have that proof at all. Noach felt the reason why Hashem was telling me not, because he wants me to daven. He wants me to build a table, actually, to say what's left. She said, they understood there's no reason Hakadosh Baruch Hu should tell it to us. Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu tell me? To prepare a teva and everything that goes with it. So Aram and Moshe Rabbeinu had reason to believe from the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was talking to them and telling them there must be, he wants me to do something about it. Therefore, they stepped up with tefillah. Noach didn't have that proof whatsoever, so therefore Noach didn't daven. Oh, I saw in the safe. So that's the Kodesh says it was a taina. The Rechaim explains why he didn't, either because it was given in a final way, or because he had no reason to believe that tefillah was what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted. The Kedushas Levi says, because it was, he didn't feel capable of achieving it. It's very interesting. Kedushas Levi on this week's parasha, Elig Medit Shirov, he says the reason he did not believe that he had the koyach to mabat l'gzeir, and he says that is pshat, not the posh pshat, but that is pshat. Noach was mechusamon hoyer. The Rashi says it started raining, Noach went into the Tabor. So Rashi, Noach was also Mechusa Amona. Amona, he didn't believe. Also didn't believe it. So Lo Yashem, he didn't believe that there's going to be a marble. He didn't believe, as he learns, he didn't believe that he was capable of achieving of saving the doyer with his tefillah. That's the mechusa amona. He called the losh of the kedushas levis. He was mechusa mkotan beinei atzmai v'lehemin shu tzadik shavakoyich elamach lagzeir. He didn't feel that he was that. Tyrus was made, he was a tzaddik, but he didn't believe that he was had the capability of being matzil a whole doyer with his tefillah, which obviously was wrong. There's no such thing as a person not capable. You know, the Tyrus, because Al Zogan, the Tyrus was given the house Sinai because it was the lowest of all mountains. But one has to remember, at the end of the day, it was a mountain. It wasn't a valley. It wasn't a flat piece of ground. The person has to have the mizuz, the right balance between believing in himself that he's capable, a mountain he can achieve, but the anivus as well. He was given, Chazal said, but Eish of a Mayim. Mayim is the Indian of anivus, because Eish goes up. You've got to have that mixture. But I say, Noach was a little bit lacking in that, a little bit lacking in his self belief, lacking in his appreciation of what he was capable of doing. Okay, you see a Moriti Gazak. But Noach brought Karbonus after the Marble. Shayd al Ba'ish, the Moriti Kakoyak Noach had that he was able to bring Kabbalah, but Boish made a shvur, lo oisiv lekalda, that the oilam voet, you'll never bring a marble, because chus the karbonis that Noach brought after the Shem didn't have possible. Noach had those capabilities, but he didn't appreciate what he was capable of. It was cotton bein atzmoi, and he didn't. That's how the Kedush Levi understands. He was miktanei emuna. He didn't believe in his own capabilities and his own belief. I'd just like to conclude it, which mentions Rashi of Miktanei Emunah, a very difficult Rashi, Af Noach Miktanei Emunah Hoya. He went into the table, Mipnei Mehamabel. It says, Rashi, Af Noach Miktanei Emunah Hoya. He didn't fully believe till he went in Mehamabel. Af Noach Miktanei Emunah Hoya, Mamin Ve'ene Mamin. So we just learned the chapter of Miktanei Emunah. He didn't believe that he could save the doyer. Right? A number of years ago, on the outside of the mansion, she was chayin levrocha. There was a yid who came here from abroad, and he discussed this Rashi, and he said over a pshat, and I think it's worth sharing with the oilam. Maybe you remember it. Noach Miktanei Emunah Hoya Ma'an V'Lei Ma'an. What's Pshat? Noach, for 120 years, he stood up for ridicule, and everybody was knocking him, and he stood firm, and he built the table, and they were threatening him, and everything, and he carried on. And Rashi tells us, he was Miktanei Emunah, Estachar, Goyistach, I mean, Poshah and Rashi. So Goyistach Kiddush, Noach, the greatest, Torah's Meir, Shtzadi, he was Miktanei Emunah, as I Rashi needs in the middle of explanation. So he said Pshat Sazoy, very Gishmach of Pshat. The biggest emes, truth that we have in this world, is what Hashem says. The Dvar Hashem, or whatever says in the Torah, that is the absolute truth. And there's no greater truth than that. Even if we see something differently, but that's not the truth. We know the Gemara, we don't have to look further than the Gemara in Gittin, which we all know, the Gemara when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai got out of Eretz Yisrael, and he met up with a person who's going to be an emperor. He says, Shalom Alecha Melech. He says, I'm not a melech. He says, the apostle said, you're a melech. So even though he stood in front of him, somebody who, as far as everybody knew, was not a melech, or if the Torah says he's a melech, then he's a melech. He's an emperor. What we see, we're seeing it wrong. It's an optical illusion. It's a mistake. If the Torah says it, the Dvar Hashem, the Torah, that is the absolute truth. And there's nothing more than the truth of what the Torah says. Avada and Avada, Noach believed 100% that there's going to be a marble. It wasn't worth 120 years for nothing. He knew it wasn't 99%, it wasn't 99.9%, it was 100%. Emunah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But if the Torah says that Noach went into the Teva Mipnei Meha Marble, means that when he saw the actual rain coming down, it was an extra slight shtuk to get into the Teva. That shouldn't have been. somebody who has absolute implicit belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then seeing the facts shouldn't add anything whatsoever. Because facts are more than the biggest evidence is what Hashem says is going to rain. And if the Torah says that there was some, the Me'am Mabul added some sort of extra 0.001% of the shtuk to get into the Teva because he saw the rain, means the facts added something to Noah's belief which he didn't have before. Now that's how when he came to Me'am Mabul, he went in because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go in, not Me'am Mabul. But I said the Me'am Mabul added something. He didn't doubt it, not for 1 second. Over the rain added, the seeing the rain coming down added some extra shtuk. That's what Torah said, Me'am Mabul. That's in Noah's Madrega, that's Miktane Amuna. Seeing something, of course, God will tell you something's going to happen, and you see it happening, the seeing shouldn't add anything. To the ultimate, to the perfect Maimon, seeing something shouldn't add anything at all. And if the Torah said the name my mother went in, means that had some sort of Hosofa, some extra to add, that in Noach's Madrega was Miktane Amuna, because seeing the rain, the Rabbi Shatam is going, I don't need to see it, I don't need to see the rain. If seeing the rain added, that's Shat in Noach Miktane Amuna. Alright, Rabbi Shatam. Yeah.
I'm happy with my singing, yeah? You don't know wrong. Hey,